force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV. Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to The Rib, starting a couple minutes early on CITR 101.9 FM, coming from UBC. All right, now, the last weekend and going into a little bit of the late last week, the Vancouver New Music Festival was playing, and the theme was copyright, copyleft, and I really hope that some of you got to see at least one of the shows playing out of the Scotiabank Dance Center. And I was actually only able to go to Thursday night's show, which was really, really cool. People like us ended the show, and it blew my mind. Absolutely. Had never seen anything like that before. And if I do have some time today, we'll play some stuff from that. Or next week, tune in, and I will be sort of highlighting a few things from copyright, copyleft, if you did miss it. Or if you want some more. Well, we'll just see. This week, though, I'm going to be playing some stuff from Orn's new album, Life is Too Short to be Worthwhile. This artist is from Windsor, Ontario, and his influences are as varied as Earth and Sun, sort of metal-y, drone-y kind of stuff, and Philip Glass, which is really just minimalist. And his name's Mr. A. Murphy, and his music is pretty ambient, very noisy at times, and he's unsigned. So that will be my feature today. I'm going to start with the first track from his album, and the first track is called Slumber in Green, and following that I will be playing something that I was going to play last week, but I ran out of time. It's a piece excerpt, sorry, not the whole piece. I couldn't find the whole piece accessible, but it's excerpts of Stockhausen's Stimmung. And this is an interesting piece because I find the singing techniques are very interesting here. It was the singing techniques that you're going to be hearing were not actually invented by Stockhausen at all. It uses a lot of overtone singing, so you'll hear it. But this type of singing is used in many parts of the world by other traditions and other cultures. And however, I find it's interesting. It's really challenging to do. And if you are interested, you should check out Tuvan Throat Singing, because they definitely use this singing technique. Sort of, you'll hear what I'm talking about when I say overtone. So you hear more than one pitch at a time, basically. And you hear the higher pitch sort of, it changes while the lower pitch will stay the same, and it depends how you shape your mouth when you're singing, and that will change the higher pitch. And it's you have to concentrate a little bit, so hopefully the quality is good. I'm playing it through the streaming it through Naxos. But anyway, first, here is Slumberer in Green by Orn. Thank you.
Bye.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib. I have to apologize for that Stockhausen piece. It was really cut up. They were separate tracks, but they were supposed to mesh together, and it just didn't load fast enough for me. But you can actually try to do this type of singing if you just, like, open your mouth and produce a sound like, but you keep your lips really taut, so it's almost like, oh, it's so hard to describe over the radio, but you can, let me see if I can try it. Okay, so you have to go like, oh, and like, I don't know if you heard anything, but you can sort of hear two tones depending on how tight your lips are and how you move them. So you're sort of, and you're using like a really nasally kind of like, kind of sound. I don't know, maybe you're driving home from class or work and you want to try it out. And I mean, you're in your car or in your shower. Try it. It's really fun. Okay, I'll be playing another track from the feature, Orn from Windsor, Ontario, right? Yes. This track is called The Destroying Eye. It's the fourth track from his new album, Life is Too Short to be Worthwhile, which is a very strange title. And following that, I'll be playing something by the band Le Loop, which has a new album out called Family, and they're a five-piece band. What they did to record this, they sort of did it the old school way, where they all retreat to a cabin and create their album. I think that's great. I wish I could do that. They played at the Biltmore on the 22nd, actually. I didn't know about this. I did not know about this. And they're on the Hardly Art label. So the track I'll be playing is their title track, Family. But first, here is The Destroying Eye. The Destroying Eye. I'm gearing you guys up for Halloween. Like, come on, right? Makes sense?
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back
home. All right, welcome back to The Rib. The song we just heard was by La Loop, and it was called Family. And don't you think that the ending sounded a little bit like Lion King? The Lion King? Or something from that? I thought so. Moving on, I'll be playing another track from the feature. And this one is called Black Vortex. Wait a minute. Yep. And sticking to the Halloween theme. Very, very noisy. Very, very noisy. And following that, we have another Jandek album for ya. This one's called Not Hunting for Meaning, because he's not hunting for meaning. And it's called Stay Me Here. And I was so tempted to play the third track instead of the second one, because the third one is awesome, but it's like half an hour. And I just, you know, maybe not today. But sometime. What else can I tell you about? Jandek's coming to Vancouver in December, I think. I wrote this down somewhere. I think he's coming on the 2nd or the 4th. And he's going to be at the Scotiabank Dance Center on the 7th with some local artists at 8 p.m. Yeah, at the Scotiabank Dance Center, which is on Davie Street, Davie and Granville. Okay, so let's start this set off. This is Black Vortex by Urn.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Robin, your host. Okay, all right. Now, up next, I'll be playing three tracks for this next set. One is the feature one of the feature tracks by Urn from the album Life is Too Short to Be Worthwhile, if you're just tuning in, and the track is called Volthoom. Following that are two tracks I'll be playing by Silent City. I like this album. The album is also called Silent City, and it is done by Brian Hardiney and Bonnie Prince Billy, who came together to make this album, which was released on Altavistic Records recently. And they're from Ohio, uses a lot of found material. Like, the first track I'll be playing is stories, people telling stories, field recordings and stuff. They do a lot of that, plus the track after that is more melodic. So I'll be playing, well, there are a lot of stories, and following that I'll be playing the title track for the album. So I've got a lot of music to get through, I won't talk too much anymore. Here is Urn.
Stories and a lot of things that are true that happen. I can remember one of them. Well, this is not really a story. It is a story, but it's an actual story.
Thank you.
But the prison yard itself, we used to play when I was a senior in high school and afterwards. We used to go out and play the prisoners' ball games. They had a very small yard, prison yard, where the prisoners would roam around in on their break time. My trouble is, you look up and here's this guardhouse up there. That was the prisoners were in danger. So.
Yeah.
They were supposedly trustee prisoners who trust them that they wouldn't go on the escape. Although they did have a few escapes down there.
Really?
They weren't. And they were people that killed people too. They were killers. And I was never felt afraid.
Yeah.
All the time. I was like, hell, I could run faster than them. Places are about that same height. So we quit around lunchtime, went in and had lunch. Went back out in the afternoon. At the end of the day, he would pay us. I had kept up with this man all day. And he didn't get ahead of me, and I didn't complain about a thing. Kept my own going trucking. And so he paid us. And he says, I'll tell you, boys, I'm going up there tomorrow and I'm going to check that field of corn. And if it isn't done right, he says, you're going to hear about it. And he says, I'll let you know. Well, I told him flat out, right then and there, I said, well, one thing about it, Granddad, if you go up there and check on that corn, the job was done right, and you're not getting my money back. Because I only had the 50 cents. Now the others said anything. We were all about the same age, a little older, a year or so.
Yeah.
So.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Thank you.
old timer, Dinah. Dinah, if you won't mind. You've heard that, didn't you? You've played that all the time.
All right, so we're just filling in the last few minutes of the rib today. Coming up after me is News 101, hosted by Megan T and Carrie B. I finally have names. All right, and then Career Fast Track at 5:30 with Philippe, and at 6 o'clock this side of Monday with Becky S. Radio Free GAC at 7:30 until 9 p.m., The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, airing then. All right. I'm going to be playing another album by another track from Orn's new album. This is called The Shining Hunter. Excuse me. And following that, I will give you a preview of what I hope will be on next week, People Like Us. This is one of the tracks that she's done, and it's called Snow Day, which is released on her online-only album, which you can get through the website peoplelikeus.org or through UbuWeb Sound, which is a great resource, by the way. And that will be the end of the show. So thanks for tuning in, and I will be back next week with some more good stuff.
Thank you. raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those raindrops.